Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
An old family friend recently came down with the coronavirus. She sounded fine last week. Then she had a heart attack, and now she's gone, leaving a big hole in our lives. You may have one of those holes, too, or will. This epidemic has been tied to about 180,000 deaths, including nearly 50,000 in the U.S. That's a lot of friends and families. There'll be a memorial service for our friend when things get safer. Until then, we'll just have to grieve together, online, where we do pretty much everything these days. And it was online that I found a small measure of solace. Wouldn't you know, there's a website called grief.com. It's run by followers of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the psychiatrist. She's the one who came up with the five stages of grief. You know, denial, anger, bargaining, sadness, acceptance. I always thought those sounded a little glib, imprecise. Not anymore. You see, these stages describe the grief we're all experiencing in these anxious times over the loss of our freedom, our sense of security. For instance, denial. Hey, this virus thing is no big deal. China's far away. There'll be a cure soon, a vaccine. Then anger. We're mad. We suddenly can't go to work, to school, out to dinner, darn it. Or bargaining. Okay, if we just stay home a couple of weeks, things will be fine, right? Sadness? As the shutdowns wear on and the bodies pile up, we've lost the world we knew. We worry life will never be the same. Finally, acceptance. We're now starting to think about what comes next, what mix of testing, masking, social distancing will let us reopen the economy, rebuild our lives. After Kubler-Ross died in 2004, her chosen successor, David Kessler, added a sixth stage of grief. Meaning. We can take inspiration from those we've lost, he says. We can move forward in ways that will honor their lives. So let me take a stab at honoring the life of Ellen O'Keefe, who died April 19th in Boston. She leaves a legacy of professional achievement, personal fulfillment, admirable kids and grandkids. Also, infectious optimism, inspirational kindness, and more friends than anybody I ever knew. It is an honor and an inspiration to have been among them. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.